Okay, hi, it's the great one himself. Yes, we're cruising down the road again. Because it's December, and this is the part of the year where we're so busy and I drive the company vehicle home pretty much every day because I got to go back early in the morning. Yay! But I get to work with Ellen! Yay! So there won't be constant fucking up! Yay! Alright, the saga. The saga continues. The drama of the normies. The guy I've been telling you about, the one with the driver's license, who got the driver's license rescinded. Now he's trying to get it back. Okay, here's the drama of the normies. This is why I don't talk to these people that I work with, and I use the term people loosely. I also use the term work loosely for most of them. This is why I do not talk to them about their personal lives. Because if he was telling me this stuff to my face, I would laugh so hard. When you overhear it from the distance, right? When you're like behind him, it's like, yes, he doesn't see me laughing at him. Okay, here is the drama of the normies. Brace yourselves. The reasons he lost his driver's license, can't get it back, is because, number one, his daughter, who doesn't live with him, because God knows, I still know what happened there and don't want to know because it'll be equally hilarious. His daughter lives in Denver. And he drives down to Denver to pick her up and bring her back for visitation or, you know, whatever the government has given him permission to do with his own fucking daughter. Driving back from Denver, multiple times over, he drives in the HOV lane, which requires you to have three people in the car to use the HOV lane. But it's only him and his daughter, and because of technology and the license plate scanners, he owes over $1,000 in tickets to the city of Denver for driving in the HOV lane with two people in the car instead of three or more. But wait, there's more. He also has a warrant for his arrest in the state of Nevada because he was in Las Vegas. As I say, Los Angeles, Las Vegas, one of those lost things. He was in Las Vegas. He got drunk. He was driving. He went 5 miles over the speed limit. He got pulled over. Somehow, because if they'd pulled him over, see, he didn't explain this part. It must have been automatic, because if they'd have pulled him over, they'd have known he was drunk. So it must have been a camera. So he got a ticket for 5 miles over the speed limit for $85, which, I'm playing music in the background. I just realized that because I'm going so crazy. That was New Order right there. He got a ticket for $85 doing 5 miles over the speed limit. He didn't pay it. It's now a $3,000 fine and a warrant for his arrest. So the guy has $4,000 worth of automobile-related fines to pay to the fucking government. Guys, get your shit together. Jesus fucking Christ. The HOV lane has a big giant fucking sign that says three people or more. I know it's math. It's the maths. It's so complicated. I can't figure it out. I'm going down to pick up my daughter because I'm an alcoholic. I get drunk. I get tickets. I don't pay them. I'm going to drive in the HOV lane. Jesus, people, the drama of the normies. All right, then the other normie I work with. So we got to take some cable. It's not rocket science, guys. I got to change lanes. I can't talk and drive at the same time. We got to fucking take some cables. And you take the cable, power cables, electric cords, extension cords. Normal people would just call these extension cords because that's what they are. We're going to take some extension cords. We're going to tie them together. Right? So it's like I get the normie over there and I explain to her, yes, her, female, not Ellen. Ellen is still the apple of my eye and adorable. So I'm working with Ellen. I'm saying, when can you work? And you got to work. We need to work Saturday, Sunday, all stuff. And she's talking and we're talking. So it's her finals week next week. And it's like, yeah, I got these projects. They're all due on Monday. I'm like, oh, have you done them yet? It's like, no, of course not. Tip, you know. Dude, she's not perfect, guys. Typical millennial, typical college student. I mean, shit, I did the same thing when I was taking college classes. Of course, I wasn't trying to get a degree. I was just taking college classes for the fun of it. But still, everybody waits to the last minute. We know this. I know this. You know this. We all know this. So I'm like, so your shit's due on Monday. So when are you going to do it all? Monday morning? She's like, well, yeah, I probably. I'm like, God damn it. I'm like, all right, look. Take Saturday off. Do your fucking projects and we'll work on Sunday. It's like, okay. And so I'm texting her today. I'm like, are you working on your projects? Like, yes. I said, good. Send me a picture. She sent me a picture of her project. I'm like, all right. Yeah, no, that's not some kind of euphemism for her titties or her cunt. Okay. She sent me a picture of her project. I'm like, all right, good job. Now I feel like I have a daughter. Okay, granted. Feel like I have a stepdaughter that when her mommy wasn't home, I would go in her bedroom and fucking bend her over and lift her skirt and rip her panties off and fuck the shit out of her and shoot my fucking hot load of cum up into her pulsating cunt and then just collapse with exhaustion on top of her. But still, I kind of feel like now she's my daughter. It's like, I have to tell you to go do your homework. So see, she's a normal girl. She's not perfect. She's still a great worker. God, she's fantastic. I had four girls like her. I could conquer the fucking universe. And she's smart too. I told you guys that she's can solder and she knew not to touch the hot side of this. She's great. Anyway, back to the other chick who's not intelligent. All right. So, fun Steve. 1, 4, 5, 6, 7. I took her out and say 7 extension cords. I go to the bin that has the extension cords. I pulled out the 7 extension cords I wanted her to use for specific reasons we don't need to go into because it's not relevant to the podcast. So, okay, you're going to take these 7 extension cords and you're going to align all the female ends with each other and you're going to stretch them out and then you're going to tie them together. You're going to start about 3 feet from the end and then you're going to tie them together with tie line and you're going to tie them together about every 2 feet. So when it's done, you're going to have this long 50-foot bundle of these 7 50-foot extension cords all tied to each other. So it's going to be this big bundle. In the industry, we call this a snake, or we call it other things too. It's a snake. We call it a pain in the fucking ass is what we call it. Okay. So I walk away. I come back. She's pulled more extension cords out of the bin and she's laying them all out. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm doing this together. I said, no. I said, only the 7 that I took out. I pulled out these specific 7 cords. I don't need all of these cords, only 7 of them. Oh, okay. All right. So we put them back away. All right, 7 cords. Great. I'm walking away. I'm over there doing some other shit. She comes over. She says, all right, I'm all finished. And I'm thinking, okay, there's no way in hell you're finished. There's no way you've done this in this amount of time. Hang on. I'm at the post office. The roads. No, wait, this is the post office. Also built by the government. Without the government, how would we deliver mail? Mail could never be delivered without the government. That'd be impossible. Oh, it's still kind of nice out. This is not bad outside today either. This weather for Fort Collins for December is doing great. A couple of years ago, right about this time, we were having snow dumped all over our asses. It sucked for doing all the gigs. We're loading and unloading trucks in the snow and everything. Ah, it's miserable. The weather is great this year. Absolutely wonderful. So she comes over. She says, well, I'm all done. And now I'm worried because there's no way in hell. I go over there. The cords were laid out and they were tied together about 2 feet from the female end. And that was it. The entire rest of the thing was not tied together. What is going on here? Really? This is all I have? Huh. I'm supposed to have. All right. Never mind. Yeah. So, where was I? They're all tied together at the female end. The rest of the way down the 50 feet worth of power cord, it was not tied together the way I had asked for it to be. So I'm like, okay, I need you to tie the cords together every 2 feet. Oh, okay, okay, I'm walking away. All right, I walk away. I come back. Well, just like women always joke that men don't know what 6 inches is, apparently she doesn't know what 2 feet is, because she tied it together, but she tied it together about every 5 feet, which is significantly different from every 2 feet. Okay, fine. I can live with that. I can deal with it. We're moving on. I'm putting on my seatbelt, Nanny State, even though I'm only gonna drive 4 blocks. I'm putting on my seatbelt because it's the law. You have to, it's the law. I love when people say that. You have to do something because it's the law. Fuck the law. All right. I go over to get the snake in order to utilize it. For the things you utilize snakes for. I get it over where I'm going, and I look at it. There's only 6 power cables in the snake. Not 7, as I had instructed her. Not 7, as I had pulled out of the bin. Not 7, as I had laid out for her. I mean, I can't make it any simpler. I mean, what do you do with this? What do you do? All right, I don't think I have anything else to bitch about right now. Plus, I'm almost back at the crib.